With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Operation Monitor Soleimani has begun against the United States. This aggressive action by Iran is the result of the American attack on an Iranian fascist general, Qasem Soleimani. He was the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard who claimed responsibility for many American deaths and the deaths of many who sympathized with America. He was in many ways the Che Guevara of Iran. Che was the Castro sidekick who wantonly murdered people who didn't fall in line with the Communist Party line. He was a butcher, and Soleimani was also a butcher in his own right. The debate going on in the halls of Congress and on radio and television news and talk shows is whether or not our attack on Soleimani was the right thing to do and whether or not we are actually at war with Iran. The answer to one is an absolute yes. Now first, our attack on Soleimani. This character was responsible for direct attacks on Americans. He was the one the mullahs of Iran depended on to further their imperialist actions. Sympathizers of Western thought, Americans or not, were his sworn targets. Anyone who sympathized with Israel was a target for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Iran supported Hezbollah, Hamas, and any other terrorist entities that believed that there were 72 virgins waiting for anyone who died supporting the radical Muslim agenda. Again, the face of this terrorist fight was Soleimani. Why should Americans have waited for more murderous attacks? Iran has made it clear that they will not stop in their quest for nuclear bombs. They made it clear that they would never stop supporting other fellow terrorist entities. There was no chance Iran would negotiate any of these issues. They have been hardened in their stance to do what they wanted to do without any input from anyone in the world. They truly marched to their own drummer. We had the chance to take out the man who was in Iraq to coordinate more attacks on American soldiers and diplomats. The intent was to push us as far as they could. They didn't think the United States would react with an attack on Soleimani. Past presidents haven't had the will to take this kind of action against Iran or any of their leaders. Donald Trump obviously said, enough is enough, and we're just not going to take this kind of abuse any longer. His action has garnered support from many in this country and derision from those who want to sidestep any confrontation with Iran, regardless of the cost. We certainly haven't been into a shooting war directly with Iran, but the war of words has become more and more intense. The threats of Iran toward the U.S. have become more and more frequent. The chants of death to America are not new and have been a standard cry for many years. Yes, many years. So it's just been a matter of time when the rhetoric has transformed into physical action. The Obama administration bent over backwards to appease the Iranians. They sent millions of dollars to Iran and accepted the Iranian agreement to not seek nuclear weapons. They were taken for a ride. The Iranians had no intention of living up to any such agreement. So in fact, they kicked the can down the road. Didn't matter what administration took over after Obama, Donald Trump has accepted the responsibility and has sworn to put American lives and security above all else. No other president has been so firm in that kind of commitment. Whether he's condemned or not, President Trump is keeping Americans safe with his actions. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.